All right, thanks for joining us on this Friday morning. Yoeli Childs, former BYU star, which I shouldn't be saying. I should be saying current BYU star. He's joining us on the Zone Phone guest line, and that's the Sprint special guest line. Lease any phone and get an iPad or Samsung Tab A for $99.99. Visit the Sprint store nearest you. Yoeli, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I got one question for you. The most important question I could ask is, how is your supply of toilet paper?
My supply of toilet paper is spectacular. I'm over at the Unlock House, and they got us covered.
Got to get that out of the way. Get the essentials out of the way first. Well, I mean, it's crazy to think that this thing is over, but you in particular, how nuts, bizarre, high and low was your senior season?
It was unbelievable. It was absolutely unprecedented. And it was, I really truly have faith that it was exactly what my life needed. And, you know, I'm so grateful for the ups. They were so much fun. And we had amazing highs as a team. But I'm also really grateful for the downs. You know, coming in with the suspension, it was really cool to kind of see the way our team was able to grow without me on the floor, the way guys like Colby Lee were able to step up. And then even with my finger injury, our team was able to see benefits from me being out, guys having to step up again, and we were able to grow closer as a team. You know, my faith was tested. I went through a lot of challenges, but those challenges helped me leave the season a better man than I came in.
Yeah, so, I was actually, you know, Go ahead. I was actually thinking, Yoeli, that it was impressive. I think we were all surprised that the team played as well as it did without you. And in particular, you may have known it, but I didn't really get to see that much before, and I don't see the practices or the scrimmages, the play of a kid like Colby Lee. And having you be gone, actually, in terms of development of the program and of the individual, hastened the program to where now when you guys leave, your suspension put the program in a better spot next year than would it have been if you had played all those games.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how life works out like that. That's just a lot of that credit just goes to Colby and how hard he worked. But a lot of the credit also goes to the coaching staff and their commitment to developing players and how hard they've worked every single day to get the most out of every guy. And, you know, BYU is in great hands.
So as we watch this season develop and the craziness that was already involved that we've spoken of, you know, I came away thinking that this was an excellent team. Senior laden, you had three-point shooting, you had ball handling, you had you who developed a little bit of a three-point shooter, but then also can very nimble on your feet, can go inside. We saw that against Pepperdine when they take away the three and you explode for 38. So my point is that this team was poised for a run here, potentially in the NCAA tournament. How bitter is it, if that's the right word, that you won't be able to have this experience?
Yeah, it's for sure disappointing. You know, it's tough. It's something that, you know, this team has fought for so long. You know, guys like me and TJ, 4 years, we've been fighting for this moment. And, you know, it's been an individual dream of mine my whole life, playing the NCAA tournament. So it's super disappointing, and it definitely hurts. But we also kind of have to understand the big picture that what's going on in the world right now isn't normal. It's very unprecedented. And I think Coach Post talked about this a little bit, but, you know, it kind of took a pandemic to stop us. You know, we went through suspensions. We fought through injuries. We threw our agendas aside, and nothing was going to stop our team except for a pandemic. So it's crazy. But we also have to look at the perspective of the world outside of sports and do what's best for our country and do what's best for the world.
Yoeli Childs joining us here on The Zone. You take any solace in the fact that, okay, you didn't get to play in the NCAA tournament, but without question finished nationally ranked, you are an NCAA tournament team?
Yeah, I'll have pride for sure for the rest of my life for what this team was able to accomplish. Obviously, we wish it could have been more. We wish it could have kept going. But every single guy on this team is going to have so much pride in what we did. We were able to kind of bring BYU back on that national stage, and hopefully going forward as these teams continue to progress and get back in the rankings and go make tournament runs, we can have pride in knowing that it kind of started with our group. So, you know, but you always got to look at the silver lining and everything.
Now, there's been some talk of potentially guys getting back the senior year. Would that be something you were interested in? You're married now. You have an opportunity to earn money playing ball somewhere on this planet. Are you looking to move on?
Well, honestly, a lot of the guys, all the seniors, we haven't talked about it too much just because, you know, it's not an official thing. I personally don't think it's very likely. But it definitely would be something we'd all be interested in doing. You know, we love the university so much, and we love playing together so much, and we never want it. And so, you know, we'll kind of cross that bridge if it comes. We haven't put too much thought into it, but it would definitely be something that all the seniors would think about.
So how are you going to handle this time? Because, you know, it's not an official quarantine, but obviously they're telling us to stay home and all that type of stuff, and I'm sure – you've been an intelligent kid. You're paying attention to what the experts are telling us. But you also have some future to be concerned about, and how you handle the situation now versus what you need to be doing to prepare yourself for, you know, at the minimum, a potential European career, if not an NBA career.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely doing everything I can. But I think the most important thing right now is to stay home. You know, obviously I wish I could be doing my normal workout routine, getting prepared for whatever's next. But the responsible thing, especially for people in my age group, is to stay home. You know, maybe this virus won't affect us in adverse ways, but you never know who you could affect and what you could do. And that's the scary thing, is people can be asymptomatic and all that stuff. So, I'm trying to be responsible. I'm getting a lot of at-home workouts. I got my weights at home and my bands and jump rows, doing all that stuff. And then I'll get in the gym just by myself, make sure I wipe everything down. But I just think that's the smart thing to do right now.
I was wondering if you had a little Nerf hoop at home.
Oh, I'm getting into the – I'm seeing if I can get into the church gym. We actually just came up to the in-law's house up in South Jordan, so – we'll see what happens. But if so, I'll definitely be safe.
Now, I understand you know someone who may have some keys at Corner Canyon High School. Maybe you can get in there, huh?
Yeah, we'll see. We got to we'll try out all the gyms, see where we can get in.
I read it somewhere. Well, in fact, I know it, that your mother is a math teacher at Corner Canyon High School.
Yeah, she is.
Yes, my wife is a physical education teacher at Corner Canyon High School.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
But she never gets over to, you know, the math people. They're all kind of a little, you know, they teach math, so, you know, they think they're all that, right?
Yeah, they're just the nerds over there.
I'm wondering now, you've experienced a real intense relationship in a short span of time with Coach Mark Pope, Yoeli Childs joining us. And, you know, you were leaving this time last year, and he's getting hired, and we know how the story plays out. So obviously you must have had some intense conversations with Coach Pope, and then you get in the season, you decide to stay. It appears from the outside that this guy has really got it going on as a coach and a leader of a basketball program. Could you delve into that and explain to us what you saw that made him so charismatic and successful in his first year at BYU?
Coach Pope is an amazing human being. I feel so blessed to have been able to play for him, and he taught me so many things. But, you know, just his intensity was incredible, his passion. All the stuff you guys see in the media about, you know, his passion and how excited he is, he brings that every day. That's not a facade in any way. He brings that every single day to practice. And he was able to push me every single day to be the best player I could be.
Yeah,
you know, we had our fights. We had all the highs and the lows, but we both fought to help this team be the best we could be.
When you see somebody like that, whether it's a coach or a teammate, doing just about everything he can, like the Jake Toulsons of the world. You know, he's an unusual story too, and you see him laying it out all on the line. You know, he had an ankle injury, looked like he was going to be out for a while, and there he comes back like he's coming in a boxing ring a few minutes later. I'd imagine that type of stuff has got to motivate you to maybe do a little bit more and give whatever you have to the program.
For sure. I've just never been around such a special group of guys. Being at BYU, I've obviously had incredible teammates, you know, in my first 3 years, but this group of guys was special. It was amazing. You know, we talked about no agendas all the time, and it was legitimately that. It was every single guy laying it all out on the floor for their brothers, and it was special. We all inspired each other, and those guys for sure inspired me, and I think we kind of showed what a team should be. We weren't the most talented group of guys. We weren't the longest, tallest group of guys, but, you know, we were a team, and that's how it should be.
Yoeli Childs joining us. So that's the point that I wanted to lead to. You talk about a group of brothers, and it's clear you had an affection there. So my thought for you guys, and you're young guys now, but 10, 15, 20 years from now, yeah, the NCAA tournament was taken away from you, but not individually. I mean, it was taken away from everybody, so you're all in the same boat. There's hundreds of kids and obviously 68 teams that were involved in the same deal. But because you had this close association, do you think down the line that could mean more to you as you get older, to know you're going to always have this bond with this group, even though it didn't get to play out to its ultimate finish?
Absolutely. You know, this is a perfect example of the concept of the journey being the reward, where the relationships we were able to build, the memories we created on and off the court, the brotherhood we had is going to last a lifetime. This is a group of guys that I know we'll stay in contact for the rest of our lives. It's just a special group of guys. We all joke around about we all have to have kids at the same time so they can all play together. And like we love each other, and it's memories that'll last forever.
Now, a lot of us know that you got some big guys on your roster who didn't play this year because of redshirt rules. You have an opportunity to see those guys in practice. Could you explain to the BYU fans what's ahead with some of these big guys who will be eligible next season?
Oh, man. BYU fans are in for a treat. Richard Harward, if you don't double-team him, he will give you 30. Wow. And he will back out of the rim and score on you over and over and over again. He crashes the offensive board like a monster. He runs the floor. He plays hard. He's smart. He's a really cerebral player. He's going to be a monster. I think he's one of those guys that at the college level has the potential to be unstoppable inside. So he's going to be amazing. Wyatt Lowell, super talented. He's 6'10", but he's really a guard. He's working on his post game. He's getting better every day. He's put on, we do a like DEXA scans, which is a body fat scanning, and he's put on 10 pounds of lean muscle during the season. So he's going to be an absolute nightmare to guard. He's going to be a mismatch problem. So, and then a lot of our younger guys are going to step up as well. Trevin Bell is going to get a bigger role next year, and I know he'll make the most of it because of his work ethic, but you know, BYU's in great hands. I haven't seen a lot of these guys coming in, like Spencer Johnson and Gideon, but from what I've seen with interacting with them, they're great guys, and their work ethics are going to take them really far.
Well, Yoeli, thanks a lot for jumping on the phone with us this morning, and we wish you the best going forward. Sorry you didn't get this opportunity, because we really wanted to see what this team can do, but we appreciate the 4 years you spent in Provo.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right, that's BYU star Yoeli Childs, as good as they come.